No, very excited to chat to our next guest. She is taking part in her own, yes, her own Ironman event tomorrow to raise money for Stay Chatty, a charity very close to our own hearts. And to tell us a little bit more about it, it's the lady herself. Please welcome Jade Davis.
Oh, welcome, Jade.
Thanks, guys.
Welcome.
So, Jade, just a couple of things. I mean, first things I want to kick off by saying, you know, well done you, raising money for Stay Chatty.
Thank you.
A charity we're obviously very close with. Shout out to Mitchie McPherson, the founder of it. And you're doing this Ironman event tomorrow, but you have no experience in doing this.
No.
Wait, have you been much of a Fitzbo person growing up? Or?
Not even that. I'm kind of at the point now that I'm thinking, what have I done? Like, why do I choose this?
So you've heard Mitch before and speak, and that's why you wanted to get involved.
Absolutely, inspiration.
Yeah, the inspiration behind it. But you could have picked anything to do to raise money.
You could have, like, watched the entirety of Star Wars.
I know, which would have been great, but now...
So how come you went with an Ironman event with no experience?
I chose something that, I guess... I'd never thought that I could even contemplate doing.
Yeah.
So that's why I went with an Ironman, because I've never done a triathlon before, and I wanted to do something that is going to challenge me both physically and mentally. And with an Ironman, it goes for so long that you do have to get over that physical side, but then you've got to go into your brain and just try and switch that on as well. So it's a whole thing as a challenge.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, for those of you who don't know, the Ironman that she's doing, that Jade's doing, is a swim, a bike, and then a run. How far are each of these legs, Jade?
So the swim is 3.8 Ks.
Yep.
And that's going to be in a pool, which just makes it a bit easier.
At Dune Kennedy?
Yes. Yep.
Aquatic Centre.
Yep. Okay, Aquatic Centre. Followed straight by a 180K bike ride.
Oof. And where will that go?
Starting at the Cenotaph, goes all the way out to Claremont and back. So I'm doing loops of that.
Wow.
So seven times. So doing the loop seven times.
Jesus.
Do you listen to music? Do you get music headphones? No?
I'm so fickle in that I change my mind about it. It's like sometimes I want it, sometimes I don't. Mm. So I've got everything backed up. So if I need it, I've got it there, and I've got playlists ready to go, so I've got...
Jimmy Nace, so if anyone sees some headphones on the bike track, it's because she got over them.
That was the Jimmy Nace podcast.
She's like, you two, shut up. I'm trying to do this. So then you do the bike, and then the last leg is the run.
Yep, so straight after the bike, straight into run, which is a 42.2Ks, which is a full marathon.
Oh. And this is you're expecting this to go for 17 hours on Saturday.
That's my goal. As part of an actual event, they have cutoff time. So if you can get it done by 17 hours, you get it ticked off.
Yep.
So that'd be great, because it means that I'd be able to do an event and feel like I'm going to be able to do it. But if I go over, it doesn't matter either, as long as I get it done.
Now, I want to ask about the pool leg. So the first leg is the swim.
Yes.
Are you going to get your own lane, or have you got to go in and kind of sign in and, should I go the fast lane?
Well,
kids playing water polo. She's doing kickboard. Got flippers on. You can't have flippers.
It's like, oh, why not? I contacted the Aquatic Centre, and they've been amazing. So I'm allowed to go in before the public.
Great.
So there's like squad training on at the same time, but I do have my own lane. So
thank
I'm
God
able to
that.
Just get in the zone. And yeah, so the swim leg's actually my favourite. So,
yeah.
So it's because I can like put my head down, not see anyone, not hear anyone.
Good way to start, isn't it?
And then it's just like get in the zone before I have to do the bike, which is not my favourite. So,
we will put something up on the HIT Facebook page later, HIT 100.9 Hobart, where people can donate. Well, that will go up later. But right now, if people are listening, the best way to donate is your Facebook and Instagram.
Yeah, so there's a link in both my Facebook and Instagram pages, which is IM for Speak Up, Stay Chatty. There's links up there, and just head on through and you can donate there through those.
And can I ask, this will maybe something, I don't know if you're comfortable talking about, if it's a difficult question, but you did lose your brother to suicide. That is another reason that you've wanted to do this.
Yeah. So when I was younger, so when I was 16, my brother died of suicide. And it was I was at that age where I was so young and I didn't really associate grief with mental health. They were two different things to me. So when I kind of got older, I started to realize that was a thing. Like, you have to grieve to be able to get through it. You need to get through your mental health. But then I met Mitch and everything that he did, and I just thought if I had that kind of person coming into my school or had this support or this, I got like recognition of suicide when I was younger, then it wouldn't have taken me so long to get so much help. So it took me about 10, 15 years before I actually sought out a counsellor and a psychologist to be able to get through my grief and anxiety. But if Mitch came into my school, it wouldn't have taken so long. It would have been amazing to just hear someone whose story is so similar to mine and be able to just relate so much with that.
Oh,
so,
they do some incredible stuff, State Chatty. Yeah, speaking of incredible things, you are doing an incredible thing. Jade Davis, another round of applause for you. This Iron Man that you are doing to raise money for State Chatty tomorrow. If you see her, she's going to be out there for about 17 hours.
Me,
so yeah, cheer her on.
I do. We'd love to get you maybe back on next week just to ask how it went. But maybe not Monday if you want to have a couple of days recovery.
It's like, as long as I have a wheelchair, that'd be great.
We'll cross love. She's still doing it out there. Yeah. Good on you, Jade. Best of luck.
Thank you so much, guys.
And remember, if you or anybody you know is struggling, Lifeline's number 13 11 14.
Want more Jimmy and Nath? Download the Hit app. This is the show. Want more access to exclusive prizes? Become a VIP at hit.com.au.